Hello and welcome to the fifth episode, it feels bizarre to say that, of the Entrepreneur Experiment with Gary Fox. We started on March 1st and it's March 19th now and a lot has happened since then. I'm going to catch up briefly on the first 3 weeks or so of the Entrepreneur Experiment. Anyone jumping in today for the first time, the Entrepreneur Experiment is a year-long experiment by me to come up with a business idea from zero, so I don't have one at the moment, to coming up with an idea, to scaling it right through to launching and hopefully profit inside 12 months and sharing that journey via podcasts, YouTube and blog posts. So anyone following me, you'll know that this is our fifth episode. So we've done a couple of interviews as well. So if you haven't checked those out, go back and have a listen to David Delahunty's interview, which I released on Monday. A really interesting episode. We cover idea generation, idea creation, how do you actually take actions on ideas. David's a fascinating guy. Really, really enjoyed that chat with him. I got a huge amount out of it myself, so I hope you do as well. Today, I kind of want to talk about the enormity of what I've done, or what I'm doing, I should say. I think it's only this week that's kind of hit me, because for the first couple of weeks of doing anything, you're in a kind of a flow. You're buzzed on doing something new, and you're just flying along at it. And then normal life takes hold. And this week was Paddy's week here in Ireland. And because of the business I work in, this is our busiest week by a mile. So normal life just crept back into my little entrepreneur experiment bubble and demanded a huge amount of my time. I also had to travel a little bit this week. Nothing glamorous to Dubai or anything like that, just down to Tipperary, but still. That also ate into my time, so that was a couple of days gone there. And it just made me realize that I need to approach this whole project differently to how I've approached anything really in the past. In the past, when I started my current business, Host Butlers, it was a side hustle. I hate that word. It was a side project initially, and then that turned into my main role. So I had time and I was able to budget my time out. With this, I'm juggling a lot of stuff. So I'm juggling, as I mentioned there, Host Butlers, which is my normal day-to-day job. I'm juggling the Entrepreneur Experiment itself as a project, which is coming up with a new business idea and new businesses, so that's hugely time consuming. And also the content piece, which I'm doing right now, the podcast, YouTube channel, blog posts, all that kind of stuff, that also takes time. To be honest, I do love it, so it doesn't feel like a job, it doesn't feel like two more jobs, it just feels like a little bit of a hobby, but still, it's time and trying to figure out what's important. What should you be spending your time on? And as an entrepreneur, that's all you have, really. I've talked about that previously. Your time is your only skill, really, as an entrepreneur. Often, that's often what you have, is your time. And if you're not spending it on the right things, you soon go off the tracks in terms of if you're focusing on the wrong thing and you focus on it for 2, 3, 4, 5 months, it compounds and the negative effects compounds. Likewise, if you're focusing on the positive things happen. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm very clear as to what I'm doing. And I'm going to change how I work. I'll talk a little bit about that today. This is mainly prompted by something I'm reading at the moment called Deep Work. It's a book by Cal Newport. I'm just pulling it out here. It's amazing. If you haven't read it, go and read it right now. It's absolutely brilliant. And especially relevant now. There's a huge backlash at the moment from, it seems like, from everybody about social media. Spending too much time on social media, you know, I'm deleting all the social media apps on my phone. Casey Neistat made a big video about that this week on his YouTube channel. It's pretty interesting. I'm quitting social media. It was clickbait, really. He is not quitting it because that's how he makes his money, but he is only going on his laptop, which is actually pretty good. It's a good idea. So he deleted all the social apps off his phone. To be honest, I'm not sure how long that'll last because he's a photographer / videographer. You know, his business relies on the visual, so I'm not sure it'll last long, but it's a good idea, I think, and I'm going to implement a little bit of it myself. I'm not going to go off on the whole, I'm deleting Facebook thing, which is a whole other issue we won't get into today, but I am going to spend less and less time on social. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to budget time each day. I don't think it's realistic to say, I'm quitting social media. I've definitely got more positives out of social media than negatives. It's just about having your own self-control and willpower to be able to control how much time you're spending on it. It is easy to go on and just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. And I'm definitely guilty of that myself. You know, in the car, you're just, you know, stuck in traffic or you're sitting waiting. You just pass that time just mindlessly. And in the evening, you come home and you just sit down. And suddenly you're like 45 minutes later and you've got nothing tangible out of it. At least when you read a book or you do something like that, just something tangible out of the end of it, you've learned something. Anyway, that's my rant. I'm going to change. That's just a small part of how I'm going to change how I work. I'll share that full schedule with you next week. I think that might be kind of interesting. I'll break down my work week when I get it kind of up and fully running. I'm just testing it this week with different ways of, you know, budgeting our time and things like that. A lot of that is what I do is I work in 45-minute chunks. So I'll deep work, as Cal Newport says, for 45 minutes. So I'll pick one task and do that only. I found because of the nature of my business, a lot of it is very reactive. There's problems with a guest or there's a maintenance problem with a property and, you know, someone's calling you about this and the cleaners are calling you about that. It's very easy to get into that. Oh, I'm fierce busy. The standard Irish thing. Oh, I'm fierce busy today. Fierce busy. And there are days when you just look back and you've done nothing. You've done tangible stuff in terms of you've troubleshooted a lot of stuff. But often you haven't moved the needle, to use that cliched phrase. You haven't pushed things forward in your business itself. You've just been reactive. And that's the worst possible state to be in as an entrepreneur. So I'm working on being more proactive in terms of putting processes and systems in place in my current business and in the entrepreneur experiment. So for the entrepreneur experiment, developing very clear content publishing schedules. Ironically, this is now going up late, but you get my point. For next week, this will be up on Sunday and the YouTube video will be up every Friday. So keeping those Sunday, Friday publishing schedules. That way I know, okay, by the end of the week, I have to have the YouTube video done by Thursday night, Friday morning, and similarly, I have to record this on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, do a little bit of processing, and put it up. That brings me to my next point. I didn't realize how hard podcasts were. I sat down last week to edit two of them. One was last week's diary, and the other was my interview with Tommy Courtney. I never realized how much I said, yeah, sniffed, coughed, smacked my lips, and just generally made noise that was distracting. So going forward, you should hopefully notice a lot less of that. I've got a little bit better editing, a little bit quicker. I'm also just going to try not to do it more, the lazy man's editing way. That's kind of it for this week. It's a very quick episode just to catch you up and also just not to miss a week. That was the main reason for doing this late. Even though it is late, I'm still doing it. I'm still publishing it weekly. It would have been very easy to slip back and go, oh, you know what? I've nothing relevant this week, or oh, I'm late, so I'll just skip it till next week. That's a whole skill that I'm trying to give myself. It's just a regular habit of publishing content and just sticking to a schedule. It's actually been really nice. A few people have reached out to me actually on last week's diary episode. A few people reached out about the debt issue, offering solutions and offering their help, which was really, really fascinating and such a nice gesture. A couple of people reached out by email and also by DM on Instagram. So thank you so much. I've decided just to outsource that issue. So I'll let someone else handle that. I'm just not going to stress out about that anymore. Life is too short to let people like that influence you and, you know, hold you back from doing other things, like I talked about earlier, hold you back from doing positive things. I'm just going to outsource that issue, and that is the end of him. I have a book giveaway. You might have heard that in last week's episode and also in Dave Delahunty's episode. I am giving away Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Work Week. It is an amazing book. It's over 10 years old now, but it's still something I go back to. And Tim Ferriss, his podcast is actually superb. I would highly recommend going and listen to that. They're a little long, but some of the content he comes out with is absolutely superb. I will give that away. I'm giving it away to people who leave me an iTunes review. So pop over there and leave me a review. Or even if you want to just send me some feedback personally, if you don't want to leave a review, if you want to send me some feedback personally, that's also much appreciated. I'll just pick someone randomly in the next couple of weeks to give away the book to once you comment, once you send me some feedback. And David Delahunty, in his episode, he's giving away a copy of his book and also giving away some of his time. He's giving a free mentoring lesson, so I just want to reiterate that as well. That's a really huge opportunity for someone. So if you are a young, you don't have to be young, you can be anyone, you can be a maker or an entrepreneur, I would highly recommend commenting on our episode and putting yourself in the chance to have an hour or two with David Delahunty and get a full, you can be anywhere in the world. It can be done via Skype, phone, or in person. So reach out on that. And that is it for this week. That is episode 5 of the Entrepreneur Experiment. As I said, do reach out to me, send me some feedback, send me your questions. If I can help anyone with any entrepreneurial problem, please do get in touch. I'm more than happy to help. Thank you. And I will see you next Sunday. I promise it won't be late going up. Talk to you then.